And now it's time to head up to Sydney and have a chat to Lizzie Jelfs. And it was great to spend some time with Lizzie over the English Easter sales. And now we're focusing on day one of the championships. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning, Michael. Yes, it was an exciting couple of days out at the Riverside Complex. So really looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, the championships are on our doorstep. We had a fair bit of rain last night, which is a little bit disappointing. So the track at the moment is a heavy 9. The penetrometer is 6.09. Obviously, the rail's in the true, and we do have fine weather for the next couple of days. So fingers crossed it can get into a better range. But yeah, that rain last night, it was pretty heavy.
We're talking to Joe Pride a little earlier this morning. Do you think the rail will be the place to be, or will they be wanting to come wide, especially later in the program on Saturday?
Yeah, well, they seem to always get off the rail, and then it will take a brave jockey to sort of shoot up the inside and show that there's not much difference. So I think it will just be what the weather does over the next couple of days. There'll be some information from the jockeys who walk the track. Jason Collett's a great one to get information off early in the day. So hopefully we can get I think it will be a fair track. We haven't been there for 4 weeks, but a lot of the races in Sydney are always pace related. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have a fair track, and it should be, you know, it's just going to be probably horses that like to get their toe into the ground.
Let's have a look at the four group ones. The English size for the babies. I'm interested to get your thoughts here as to who you think are the horses that are open to most improvement from what you've seen in the mounting yard. We've got the slipper runners, obviously, and a few different form lines converging. Animo was the red light run in the golden slipper. Yet I've heard John Sargent say that Full Moves Ahead was probably half a run behind. How do you see the two-year-olds?
Well, Animo, he's right. Animo is the horse. He's had lots of racing. He's on his fifth run now going into the sire. So he's a big colt, so I don't think that's something that's, you know, going to be a negative for him. He needs plenty of racing on his side. But it is true what John Sargent is saying. She probably on that track would have really topped her off for a race like the sire's produce. Look, I still think Adamo is going to be hard to beat. I watched the chopper shot from Channel 7 and Sky Racing as well the other day, and I saw where Adamo was back in the field, and the way he found the line, he looks like he's going to eat up the 1,400 metres. So he looks hard to beat. The fresh legs are a horse like Tiger of Malay, Halal. They're both the freshness coming into this race. But I think Animo is a deserved favourite. And I'd struggle to see Four Moves Ahead turning the tables on him.
Yeah, it looks hard. What about your little girl? Can she run into the money, Queen of Wizardry?
I hope so. I think she can. She's very fit. I rode her at the beach yesterday morning, and we were wading through the water, and she was carrying me, and she looks as though she's really tuned up now after that run. So I'm optimistic she could run up into the top end of the field, and she's searching for even further than 1400 meters. She'll be doing her best work late again. And yeah, I suppose it's a really exciting time because we're really seeing where she measures up against these horses that are really talented over the 1400 meters.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the Queen and all of these two-year-olds take the next progression out in distance. And then we get to the Australian Derby. And this is going to be another fascinating race because we've got Montefilia, and David Payne is so confident. He doesn't think anything that she contested against in the Rosehill Guineas will be beating her home on Saturday. What do you think, Lizzie?
Well, I love his confidence because he's generally right when he has that type of confidence. He knows what she's like. I think if she was always going to be a better autumn three-year-old, so that's probably one of the biggest factors I can take out of, you know, in comparison to her as a spring three-year-old when she was tried over this trip before. She's a great mare. That filly, I should say. She's in really good shape. She's going to eat up the 2400 metres. I would say, like, of horses that I like, Young Werther was a horse that I thought was really fresh the other day. So he might be a sneaky each-way chance of running into the money, and his run was better than it looked on paper. So he would be sort of my value. But I think it's the stranglehold is obviously Montefilia, Skylab, Lion's Roar will jump out of the ground again. And Young Werther, I thought, as I said, was a bit of an improver off his last start performance.
It'll be interesting to listen to you on Saturday, get your thoughts on the Kiwis as well, because we spoke to Andrew Forsman yesterday and he gave the front man a good chance, but he spoke glowingly about Rocket Spade.
Yeah, I think that it's really interesting to hear them talking about the contenders. They do, they're very, very, obviously they come here and they're in great order and they're going to appreciate the cut out of the ground as well, but they do speak very glowingly about each other. I got that sense when I spoke to Andrew as well. He was really... said that Rocket Spade was a nice horse and looking forward to seeing these horses in the yard. Obviously, it's very nice to see them sort of up against our contenders, but Montefilia is going really well and she has come back in good order, so they're going to have to be good to beat her.
It's four amazing group ones on Saturday, but for mine, I'm most looking forward and most anticipated race for me is a TJ Smith. I can't wait to see this clash again between Nature Strip and Wado. Throw in Mask Crusader. Can Bivouac bounce back September run? Where are you looking, Lizzie?
Oh, why not with Eduardo? I just, you know, he's done nothing wrong. He's not the glamour horse. He's not the horse that everyone wants to, you know, be leaning towards because he's not your typical type of sprinter. He's quite lean and athletic and he's a bit of a boss in the yard. He's just not that, you know, he's not fashionable, but he's very good and he's been very good in both of his runs and it's no mean feat to do what he did in the Galaxy last start. So why not Eduardo? I think he's beaten, he's already scalped Nature Strip. Why can't he do it again?
How do you think they'll ride Nature Strip? Will it be handlebars down, straight to the front, or he was a little slower to begin last start and made a mid-race move in that race against Eduardo?
I think it's a, you're a passenger on Nature Strip, aren't you? I think you just have to let him do his thing. You can't put him in a position that he doesn't want to be in or restrain him too much if he doesn't want to be restrained. So it's all about working with him, going with how he's feeling. Getting him out the gates is really important for a horse like him. Putting him into a nice, you know, a good rhythm where he's breathing really well. And wherever he is and he's breathing and he's galloping in his own rhythm, he will certainly finish the race off in strong style. So I don't think there's any tactics that go into Nature Strip. It's just what he decides to do on the day. And James and Jamie Carr, when she won and him, just went with him. And I think that that's probably the key with him.
And then we finish with the final group one, the Doncaster, the time-honoured Doncaster. And it's a full field, plenty of chances. We've got Mugatu, 56, so it's not a huge top weight. And then we go all the way down to the bottom where we've got horses like Mawunga and Forbidden Love, the three-year-olds on 49 and a half. It's an open Donny, as they always are. Who are you looking towards in the Doncaster?
Mugatu. I think he's hard to beat in this. I think he gets in really well at the weight. If there is a bit of cut in the track, he loves the wet going. He's absolutely flying, and I think that this is his race. He's drawn perfectly, and I'd be really confident to say that I think he'll run, if he doesn't win the race, he'll be running top three. Of the horses that I've seen so far, I think that Rock is a big improver from his last start. He's was definitely still had that improvement, and you never underestimate Team Hawks when they've got a bit of improvement in their horses. So he would be my horse that would be the roughie that could improve, but Moanga's got a big task. And I just don't think if Mugatu's ahead of him, he's going to be able to run him down.
Yeah, is there only one way? You've just got to go back now and play for a lot of luck with Robbie Nolan from gate 21.
I suppose it, Michael, it depends if he does have a bit of speed, if Annabelle's been able to get a bit of speed into his legs. But all the races that I've seen him in, he doesn't have any early gate speed, so he can't position. It's just impossible for him to position himself closer. So I just don't know where he's going to get to. So from a betting perspective, he's a great horse and I'd love to see him win, but you just can't be spotting a horse like Mugatu such a big start. And he's the horse that's got the form on the board. Mugatu, he's been racing really well, all-star mile winner, he's adapting any sort of conditions and he gets a perfect run in transit. So it's hard, isn't it? You know, one of them is $4.20 and the other $6.50, but you know that the Mugatu is going to get a much better run in transit. So, yeah, it's a hard one to go with. I think that Mugatu is going to be hard to beat due to the position he's going to be in the run.
Yeah, speaking to Chris Lees out at the sales over the last couple of days, he is very confident about Mugger 2 and the way he's trained on since the All-Star Mile. Lizzie, great to get an early snapshot on the Group 1s of Day 1 of the Championships. And, of course, we'll get to hear you with David Gately on Saturday morning as well with Gareth, which we can't wait. Enjoy the build-up to the Championships.
Thank you so much. Yeah, a lot of time to go under the bridge. So hopefully these tracks, this track dries up and a lot of homework to be done over the next couple of days, Michael.
Fingers crossed the weather gods are kind. Good on you, Lizzie. Have a good weekend.
And you. Thanks.